Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Great morning, great morning, great morning. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Great morning to all. Happy hump day. DM me the word consult. DM me the word consult to set up a consultation, a one-on-one consultation. Let's see if the long-term consultation agreement is necessary to help you achieve your real estate goals. So DM me the word consult if you're interested in working with me one-on-one to help you achieve your real estate goals. All right, so let's talk about omitting your DTI, your car from your DTI. Everybody type in chat DTI. Everybody type in chat DTI. We're going to do a quick lesson while on this power walk with Cash, and then I'm out. I got shit to do today. All right? So we're going to spend about 10 minutes together. Okay? So DM me the word. Don't put it in comments. DM me the word consult. I don't have the automation set up yet, so I'm manually going in there and checking it for myself, and I'm personally going to call you. Let's get it going. All right, so DTI. Now, many of you are buying or leasing cars in your personal name. If you have a car right now, type in chat, is it in your personal name or your business name? Type personal or business, real quick. Because this is going to help somebody. Type personal or business. Come on, Cash, bro. Personal or business in chat, right? So if you have your personal car in your name and you're applying for a traditional mortgage, FHA, conventional, VA, USDA, that car is going to be included into your DTI, right? And we got a lot of y'all, and this is either if it's a lease or finance, right? Obviously, if it's cash and paid off, you have no note, then it doesn't matter. So the majority, the overwhelming majority of you, everyone except for one person, I think, said personal, and one person said business, all right? So for those of you who are watching this live or on a replay, this is going to help you, because I'm going to assume everybody who hears this message is more personal. Now, if you guys have a business, now we've seen on the internet the 6,000 pound rule to deduct on your taxes if you put it in your business name, et cetera, et cetera, right? But what we don't speak about in those clips is if you're trying to buy real estate now, in order for you to properly omit that car from your debt to income ratio, is not only does the car has to be in your business name, you can personally guarantee it, and that's okay, because 9 times out of 10, you're probably gonna have to PG it, right? So you put it in your business name, you make sure when you're making your payments every month on that car, it's coming from your business account or your business credit card. How many of you have business credit cards? How many of you have a business that's actually making money, right? So I should have said my disclaimer first. Let me say it right now, probably at the 5-minute mark of this video. My disclaimer is this. If you don't have a business that's making money, you should not be putting no cars in your name. Period, point blank, in your business name. If the business cannot support it, then personally, I don't think you should be doing it. But I digress. You are an adult. You do what you want to do. I'm here to give you the information. So now, you're paying the car note, whether it's a lease or finance, from the business account, business credit card, and you're doing that for the duration of your term. Now, in order for underwriting to omit this, not only do we need to see that paper trail of how the payments are being made, but we also need to see it filed on your tax returns, on your business tax returns. And this is where a lot of people I'm seeing, they're not doing. So when you file your taxes, make sure that the car is being filed accordingly on your business taxes. I've had a few instances recently, for some reason, this didn't happen. The folks did not put the car in the on the business taxes for their write-offs.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So that's a key point I want to point out to you guys. That is very important. So if you do these three steps, if you do those three steps, finance or lease your car in your LLC, in your business name, it's okay if you personally guarantee it. Make the payments from your business checking or credit card for the paper trail, step two. And step three is to file, when you file your taxes for your business, make sure that the car is being expensed under the business. If you follow these three steps, these three rules, these three commandments, if you own a vehicle and you want to exclude that from your DTI so you can use traditional financing and possibly get approved for more money, those three steps, those three tips will help you. Okay? Y'all with me? Type yes or no in the chat if you're with me. Yo, I feel like it's mad noisy out here today. How can we switch it to business name if it's in a personal? Cheryl Monet, that is a great question, and I'll answer that quickly. There are banks, I know one of them in particular, Bank of America. Check their guidelines and see if they still offer this, but I know they did that within the past year. But banks like that will allow you to refinance the car from your personal to your business. So call your lender, whoever the servicer is, that'll be the first step. Call them and see if they offer refinances into a business name. Does the business have to be under your business name? What? Yeah, absolutely. How do you get it off your personal if you had to do a PG? Cherie sells homes. That sounds very good. When you want to stop PGing the cars, you have to build up great business credit. So that will take some time. Like, honestly, I'm still PGing my cars. And I've been doing this for like 7-8 years. Maybe the next one, I won't have to PG it. If it's paid in full, Melvin, this conversation is not for you. Would I suggest financing or leasing? Leasing works for me because I like to switch my cars every 2 to 3 years. So leasing works for me. What if you only have two more years to pay? Either which way, if you have 2 more years, 1 more year, 3 more years, right? Like, if you're trying to buy a house and a car note is impacting your DTI and impacting how much you're getting approved for, this is a strategy that I'm giving you that you can use, and it's 100% legal. I gave you a hack that's not really a hack. It's just an underwriting guideline that you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all I got for y'all. Come on, bro. I gotta go. I'll be on YouTube Live today with Rants and Gems. Make sure you guys download Rants and Gems, because if you miss my lives on Instagram, I'm going to put them on Rants and Gems audio moving forward, because every time I come on my live moving forward, I'm going to drop some gems for y'all, right, while I'm doing this power walk. So meet me every morning. It could be between 7:30 and 8:30 a.m., depending on what time I take this guy out. And come on with me in a power walk. Have your notes. And let's learn something. All right? So look, if this information was helpful and you're looking to purchase real estate within the next 12 to 24 months, within the next 2 years, if you're looking to purchase real estate, I want to help you. DM me the word consult, right? Let's set up a consultation. Let's see if we can work together. Let me see if there's an opportunity where I can help you achieve your real estate goals and achieve it doing it the right way with the right steps, the right strategies, and everything else that you need to be successful in real estate. All right? So DM me the word consult, and I'll personally reach out to you. All right? That's all I got for y'all. Make sure y'all download Rants and Gems on all audio outlets. Like I said, these lives will be saved. The audio will be saved moving forward. Tune in today. I'm probably going to go on Rants and Gems live on YouTube like 5 p.m. I got a couple things to talk about. All right? So make sure you guys tap in. Tap in today, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.